Hi, welcome to the seventh in the series of marketing questions that advisors should be asking. Should ask questions number seven, SAQ number seven. And this question is often presented to me in this fashion. How can I attract quality clients who are prepared to pay me substantial fees for my service? And that does raise the question, why is it only a handful of financial advisors in this country are able to consistently attract quality clients prepared to pay, let's say, 5,000 per annum or even more, hopefully much more. And I've discussed one of the reasons for that in a previous FAQ video where we discussed high fee strategies. And if you remember, what I suggested was this: most advisors pontificate about their high development of skills, their qualifications, their honesty and integrity, their caring ability. And you know, all of that is important, of course it is, but none of that waffle impresses prospective clients who've never met you. They're simply not interested in all that stuff. What they really want to know from you and me is this: what impact will your service have on my life? What impact will your service have on my life? Now, often when advisors hear that, they think about their training and their mindset goes like this: what I should be communicating is benefits, benefits. And I have to tell you right now, talking about benefits is not nearly enough to do what we're trying to do. What you need to do to attract quality clients who are going to pay you substantially high fees is to move beyond benefits and start thinking about a concept called outcomes. Outcomes. And when you learn about outcomes and you understand the power of them, you'll begin to ask yourself the question, why have I never understood this before? Why has nobody ever talked to me about outcomes before? It'll be so obvious to you that this is the critical factor in our objective. You see, what most advisors seem unable to do is to get inside the heads of their clients, look at the service and say, I wonder what the outcome of that service would be in my life. Because outcomes are all they care about. And if you're able to articulate and communicate to your target market the general outcomes that they desire, and of course you have to know what the general outcomes are that they really do desire, if you can do that, then you're in a winning position against your competitors. When you've worked out the general outcomes that your target market desires from you and your competitors, and when you're sure that you can deliver those outcomes, there is a danger. The danger is this: I've often asked in workshops and seminars about the outcomes that advisors think their clients want, and here's what they communicate to me. Oh, we believe our clients want the following outcomes. And listen to the kind of outcomes they're discussing, because it's very important that you understand this. And understanding this is the difference between charging mediocre fees and very high fees. Here we go. Our clients want us to deliver to them a financial objective, a series of financial objectives in their life. They want us to deliver to them protection for their family. They want us to help them build peace of mind. They want us to help them walk a roadmap in their life. And all of these things, of course, are very important. They're emotionally deep to our clients. But here's the danger. These emotionally important factors are what I call intangible outcomes. Intangible outcomes. And whilst you must have that in your communication, there is more. There is much more. As well as communicating intangible outcomes, which are clearly emotionally important to your prospective perfect client, you need to develop a new layer of communication, a new skill. And that new layer of communication we call tangible outcomes. When you've learned to do that, you get clients to really see that there's a critical element of their lives that you plug into and can help with. Tangible outcomes. Let me give an example of tangible outcomes in a client's life. Why is it that people scrimp and save throughout the year with very heavy budgets and commitments and yet spend inordinate amounts of money on their, let's say, summer and winter holiday? Thousands of pounds. Why do they do that? Well, Think about the advertising that entices people to go on certain holidays. The way people are enticed is by visual and sound images. They almost hear the sea, they hear the surf, they feel the sand in their toes, they can feel the sun beating on their skin, they feel the warmth of it and the pleasure of it, they smell the food of the country they're going to visit, they feel the peace in the evenings of eating out on a table on the pavement with their friends and loved ones. All of these things are very physical, very tangible, they can have touch, sight, hearing, smell, all working together. That's where they're so enticed. The outcome that they want is very tangible. I realise you're not selling holidays, of course you're not, you're selling a certain quality of service. But I have to tell you, if you can learn that kind of communication and develop tangible outcomes in your messages, people will gravitate towards you much more assertively, much more confidently, and they will feel more deeply connected to what you have to offer. Tangible outcomes. To the communication quality of tangible outcomes, I'm going to add another element, and that element is called measurement. You see, when you offer a measurable, tangible outcome, it becomes even more powerful. Let me give you an example in financial planning. You can say something like, this investment vehicle is very tax efficient. But why not say something that is much more effective than that, much more measurable? In the next 5 years, you'll be able to save the following amounts of tax and then provide a figure. Or, let's take something very simple to do with mortgages. By doing the following things, Mr. and Mrs. Client, you'll save, in the next 15 years, £76,550 worth of interest given the following interest rate. Can you see measurable? Can you see why it's so much more specific? Layer that onto tangible, you have a very powerful mix. To help you really make this high fee strategy work effectively, I'm going to leave you with some factors or elements, four factors or elements to make it work for you. And if you can do this, if you can communicate in this fashion, do it to your general target market and do it in a tailored fashion to a specific individual that you're talking to, that's general and very tailored and specific. If you can do these things in both of those areas of your communication, in both of those events, if you will, then it will have an enormous effect on your prospective client being willing to pay substantial fees because they're even more connected to what you have to offer. Are you ready for these four factors? Here they are. Measurable, tangible, specific, external. I'll say that again. Measurable, tangible, specific, external. Measurable means it's got a number attached to it. It can be counted. Tangible means I can feel it or hear it or see it or even smell it. Specific means it's not woolly, waffly and jelly-like. You've been very concise and clear about the outcome in its description to me. And external means it's not about what's going on inside of me, it's what's also going on outside of me that I can see and perceive. Measurable, tangible, specific, external. When you can lace those things together in your outcomes communication, I promise you, the effect will be enormous. To really punch this principle home, let me leave you with an example. I recently met a financial planner where they asked me to read a report that they were sending to a client. Now, this was an existing financial planning client of mine, and what they were trying to do was deal with a very big, complex pensions case. And I read the executive summary at the front of the report, and please, when you're producing a report, put your executive one-page summary right at the front. Don't make them wade through waffle before they get to the conclusion. And what she did was very specific and very measurable. She had very clear figures at the front telling why this choice of action was so impressively obvious, so no-brainer. And the client felt the same way too when they eventually read the report. But here was the killer. Here was the killer factor that this advisor, this financial planner, placed in the executive summary. You ready for this? I was deeply impressed by this simple use of the elements of outcomes. What the advisor did was communicated two things that they knew the client really wanted in their life. They said, quotes, as a result of this process and taking action on my advice, you will do two things in your life. You will pay off your X thousand pound mortgage now, which will be 8 years earlier than you'd planned. And number two outcome will be that you will be able to give to your wife the two horses and all the stables and care for those two horses that she has dreamed about for quite some time. Close quotes. Now, can you see what they did? Not only was it specific and measurable, but it was very, very tangible in the heart and mind of the client. The client felt excited about the figures, but even more excited about the tangible outcomes. If you could do those things, if you could layer tangible outcomes on top of intangible outcomes, your clients will pay you substantial fees for the quality service that I know you're offering. I look forward to seeing you on the next SAQ video.